Luke Lipinski, Max Starks in for Doug and Wolf, and we are joined now on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line by D-backs beat writer for MLB.com, Steve Gilbert. Steve, with the All-Star break here just a couple days away, are you holding up better than the Diamondbacks bullpen?
I'll tell you what, guys, it was a long week with that 20-5 game and then the 16-inning game and then the 19-2 game. It's been quite a week on the Diamondbacks beat, that's for sure.
Yeah, it has been a roller coaster. So now that we are talking about bullpen, how do you see this shaking up? I mean, for them going into this last series against the Braves, and not to say it's decimated, but it's been greatly hampered, especially when you consider Shelby Miller going on the DL, McFarland on the DL. What is the best case scenario for this team out of this Atlanta series?
Well, I think certainly what's happened over the last couple weeks in terms of the 3-7 homestand and losing 2 out of 3 to the Rockies right after that makes these games in Atlanta, you know, not crucial, but, you know, important going into the break. I think they would like to finish the first half on a little bit of a good feeling with a little bit of momentum heading into the second half. It's always best to do it that way. They got a couple of reinforcements yesterday, and Matt Cook and Silvino Bracho, and the bullpen wasn't overtaxed yesterday. So they should be okay for the weekend. But I think the bigger question is, you know, looking long-term now, if Shelby's out, if they're going to have some hiccups like they did, do they need to look at pitching before the deadline, as opposed to adding to everybody wants them to add to the lineup? But I think that if this little stretch has proven anything, I think it would be that you can never have too many arms. And I think they might turn their attention more so towards the pitching end of things.
Nothing official, obviously, has been put out there other than just that Shelby Miller is on the DL. But you read some of the quotes and you try and read between the lines, it doesn't sound like they necessarily expect him back anytime soon. And maybe this could be a long-term thing. Is that fair to assess? And then if that is the case, I mean, how far can they go in the next week or so before they actually have to get back to that pitching spot in the rotation?
Yeah, hard to know with Shelby. You know, obviously it's never good when you're coming back from Tommy John surgery and you leave a game with elbow tightness. But we'll wait and see. Maybe it could just be scar tissue. Maybe it could be, you know, whatever. It might be something minor. But I think what's in the back of their head right now is if they're missing Shelby Miller for a few starts or however long it is, Clay Buchholz is making progress on his rehab. He was through a sim game, and then they were going to sit down and decide what they wanted to do as far as a rehabilitation assignment for him. The All-Star break comes at a great time for them with all of this because, you know, they're not going to need that Shelby spot in the rotation until after the All-Star break. That gives Clay Buchholz a chance to have a rehab start, and they can see if he's ready to just slide right back in there into the rotation. And if not, they could use, you know, say Matt Cook or somebody like that until Buchholz was ready.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about this. I mean, obviously, you know, pitching being the forefront if you're thinking about trade deadline. But, I mean, they also haven't had great offensive output games in that stretch of those losses. I mean, you look at game one of the Rockies was 5-3, and that was, of course, you know, propelled by a Peralta three-run homer. But after that, I mean, it's 24-2. And those two showings, I mean, offense gets off to an early start, you know, getting a 1-0 in both the last two contests, but then nothing after that. So, I mean, is a bat still pretty high still? I mean, you have to think, even though you have this lineup pretty set, it's still not producing the numbers we're expecting.
Yeah, it's been inconsistent. I think it's probably the best way to say that. And yeah, I mean, I'm sure they would love to add a bat, particularly a bat like, you know, Manny Machado. But, you know, they have limited resources, too, in terms of what they're able to trade to get a bat or to get a pitcher. And so it'd be interesting to see how they juggle all of that. Steven Souza, you know, there have been some encouraging signs. I mean, they hit the ball harder on Thursday. Sorry, I lost track of my days there. Thursday, the day game in Colorado, and Steven Souza seems like he's swinging the bat better. If they could get him going, you know, and then with Pollock and Goldschmidt, you know, that's a good middle of the lineup in addition to Jake Lamb. And Peralta's been pretty consistent all year long. So it's been a little bit of a mystery as to, you know, why that offense hasn't been clicking now that they have Pollock and Souza back.
Talking to MLB.com, Steve Gilbert. Steve, with Patrick Corbin going to the All-Star game and Paul Goldschmidt as well, and now Zach Greinke, specifically with the pitchers, I know Torrey Lovello said that he would make Corbin available to pitch an inning if they really needed him to, but, I mean, with what we've seen over the last week, what's the likelihood that either of those guys throws anything in that game? Because the Diamondbacks kind of need them coming out of the break, too.
Yeah, you know, the deal is if you're a Sunday starter like Corbin was, you have to agree that you can pitch an inning in the All-Star game. And so everybody had to sign off on that. So for Patrick to go to the game, he needs to, you know, be at least available. Now, it could be a situation where he doesn't end up seeing action. You know, Robbie Ray didn't see action last year in his All-Star when he went to the All-Star game. So that's possible. Greinke's a little different deal because he throws on Saturday. So, you know, he's going to have a few more. He's going to have one more day than Patrick as far as that goes. And I know he was he joked to us yesterday that he thought he was being selected. You know, he's had quite a run at the plate recently. He joked that he was being selected as a pinch hitter, pinch runner. So with the stolen bases that he's had recently. But I think the chances probably that Greinke sees action more so than Corbin, but that Corbin could also see an inning's worth of work. And I think the Diamondbacks will, you know, certainly hold their breath on something like that. But it was something that everybody kind of signed off on.
Now, you know, and how do we have to view the Diamondbacks, especially after this performance in Colorado, coming out of the break and having the Rockies at home for three games? You know, how important is that for them coming out of the break to get off to a hot start and kind of reclaim themselves from their showing at Coors Field?
Yeah, you know, it would be nice for them to get off to that start, especially depending on how these next 3 days go and where the standings are. I mean, those division games now take on added importance just because, you know, surprisingly, I think there's four teams, you know, still right there kind of bunched together. So that's important for them. They go to Chicago after that for four games with the Cubs. And that's a big series because that's a really good team. And I think if there's been one thing the Diamondbacks have struggled at this year, it's beating teams that have above 500 records. If you look at their record, they're below 500 against teams with 500 or better records. So it's certainly coming out of the break, there's no easy give me the first two series.
Steve, last question for you. When you look at this team now and the way they're set up, and we talked to Derek Hall the other day, and he was saying, you know, it's tough to assess because they haven't really had the lineup fully healthy. Now they do. When you look at the second half of the season, in terms of offense, who do you think is the most important for this team among guys that they haven't been getting production from, like Jake Lamb or Steven Souza? Who are they counting on the most out of that group?
Well, I think you hit both those guys. I mean, I think they when they traded for Souza, they were really looking for him to kind of give them, be a force in the lineup. And I think you saw in Colorado a little bit of what they saw in him. You know, he hit the ball hard. He can run the bases a little bit. So I think that he is certainly a key. And Jake Lamb's also a huge key for them from the left side of the plate. So I think those are the two guys they're looking to from an offensive standpoint. I think pitching-wise, you'd look at Robbie Ray. Had a decent outing yesterday, and I think he's somebody that they would love to see him get back to the Robbie Ray of last year. That would really give that rotation a huge boost.
Yeah, that'd be nice. All right, Steve Gilbert, good stuff as always. Enjoy the last series here before the All-Star break.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, guys, take care. Have a great weekend.